There's a war coming. A terrible war.
Welcome to Gothamized, the completely unofficial podcast where we celebrate all things Batman and take you through the new series, Gotham. I'm Batman.
I'm Viper.
The terrifying new villain.
I'm Viper, and I also produce Viper
juice.
Yeah.
Okay. We missed a week. We missed a week.
Yes, unfortunately, because someone was on holiday.
No, I don't know what you mean. But we did catch up, and
yes. We're
going to merge two episodes of Gotham in this one. Honestly, I think it's probably the best thing, because one of the episodes, did anything happen? Not really. Episode 4 is like the black hole of the fucking series so far. It's just like, did anything happen in that episode? Well, episode 2 is pretty... No, episode 2 was alright, actually. That was the only one that I kind of enjoyed.
It's 3 you don't like.
Oh, 3 stupid. 4 is completely forgettable.
It's weird, isn't it? It's like we keep going on about how it's unfocused and so much stuff is... They try to cram so much stuff in, but actually...
That's what we're doing. We're cramming two episodes.
I know,
episodes,
but at the same time, they try to cram so much in, but sometimes the whole story just gets lost along the way.
Sometimes there's nothing to cram in. It's just like cut to Alfred saying something.
Alfred's been toned down a bit.
A lot.
He has been toned down.
He mostly just walks into a room, says something, you forget instantly.
Yeah.
And then something happens near the end where you see him again for some reason. But anyway, as you can tell, we're really enjoying Gotham so far. I mean, I don't hate it. It's interesting.
Oh dear!
It's an interesting experiment. I see as a mad.
All right,
scientist
it's not
experiment.
Making me pick up the remote and switch it off.
No.
As such, but it's getting there.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I really. Well, people might hate me for this, but I really hated Battlestar Galactica, the recent.
I was not into it.
I survived one season. I survived 2 seasons, but I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I had to stop. I really hated all these characters.
I hate it when you do talk to someone who's into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And what they say to you is, oh, you need to stick it out to, like, season 4, and then it gets really good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that's a lot of shit I need to watch before it gets good. Why?
I mean,
why can't I watch something that's good from the beginning? Like, Breaking Bad is good from the beginning and is good throughout.
No, but, like, if Lost hadn't been better in the second season, I would have stopped.
Yeah.
After because the first one, I just didn't like it at all. But, so Gotham isn't that bad. It's kind of just...
In my opinion, it's still not as bad as Marvel Agents of...
It's not? I haven't watched enough of that to, like, know. Is it really that bad?
I think it is. Yeah? I think for me, it feels that bad. I think they've got worse actors.
Yeah.
Like, I'll admit I haven't kept up to it, but every now and again I see, like, a clip here or this, that, and the other, and it doesn't grab me.
No.
Like, now they're all rogue, I think, because after the last Captain America film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember?
Does it match the movies?
Yeah, it matches the movies. So, like, like, Hydra infiltrated.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, now no one should trust S.H.I.E.L.D.,
oh.
But as far as I know, there was never any hint within the series that there were latent Nazis in the S.H.I.E.L.D.
I mean, there's still no hint that Coulson's still alive in the movies.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's why does Samuel Jackson never kick it with Coulson? You know?
it's
a bit ridiculous in that sense.
Oh, man. I need to watch that show to see if it makes any sort of sense. But, I mean, Gotham doesn't. But
it'd be amazing after, like, all the announcements of
the new movies,
the new movies, if they take into account all of them.
That'd be difficult. Yeah, they need to open that show up to like other dimensions and shit. If they're gonna try and match, you know, Avengers 3, which is just like a intergalactic battle.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that on the Big Rewind, because that's more suited to other things, non-Batman things. But it's good to mention it anyway.
So give me some Batman things.
Well, first section of the show is, as ever, previously on Gotham. Episode 4 was called Arkham.
Yes. Got me excited by calling
it
that.
Yeah, I know, me too.
It did, because it was the first name of an episode,
yeah.
Which I was like, that's a subject I can get into.
Yeah, yeah. Not the Balloon Man or whatever.
Or Selina Kyle.
Selina Kyle.
What was it? First one was just Pilot.
Yeah. So I don't know this Pilot character.
Yeah.
Bet he's an asshole. And then he just turned off the TV. No, it was called Arkham. And although we got to see literally like 1 second of Arkham, like from outside, it wasn't... You know, they just got the sign.
It was more about tearing down Arkham. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Like, Arkham's one of the like most interesting parts of Gotham. And the first thing you talk about when you're talking about Arkham is, oh, yeah, we want to tear the whole fucking shit down.
Yeah, it was the politics behind Arkham.
Yeah.
Rather, I thought we'd actually see, like, the guy, Arkham. But I guess that was too long.
No, that's supposed to be quite a ways
ages ago. Yeah,
but then again, all right. I've got a big question for you.
But they're toying around with all the characters anyway, the ages and stuff, so why not?
But I've got a big question for you, which probably will permeate everything from now on.
Go on.
What year is this series set?
I don't know. It's crazy.
What the motherfucking hell, right? Because in the recent episode, in episode 5, I know I'm jumping a little bit, but in the recent episode, episode 5, they had Walkmans.
Really?
People were using Walkmans in the very last scene.
Okay,
she's listening to Aria, Carmen's Aria, I think it is. Sorry if I got that wrong. On a Walkman.
That's very odd.
All right, they use a boombox with Fish Mooney at one point.
Oh yeah,
with the big old buttons for pause and play. Right.
So it's the '80s.
What the fuck? I don't know.
There's no way it's the '80s.
I don't know. Vehicles don't necessarily look like they're from that time.
No.
Necessarily. But
the technology as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I've seen some computers. I'm sure I've seen some computers.
I mean, it's not like the first Batman movie, the Tim Burton one, where it was quite consistent in that it was clearly meant to be like a fictionalized version of the 40s type of thing.
Yeah.
But
the view of the future from that time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, oh, we'll have blimps and we'll have, you know, we'll have flying bicycles with wings or shit.
Yeah, it wasn't... bicycles with wings? It wasn't like steampunk, but it was the same principle, though.
Yeah.
It was like you mix kind of new gadgets and old
stuff.
I am so
fucking confused at the moment. I thought... I must admit, but people have mobiles, don't they, in this one? I mean,
yeah, they do.
They do, don't they? I'm pretty sure I saw people using mobiles.
Penguin was on mobile.
Yeah. So it's like, what the fuck? When is this series set?
I don't know.
Why are people using Walkmans? Like,
and remember when Bruce Wayne was listening to like emo music from like 2005?
Yes.
So I don't know what the fuck they're doing with that. It's very inconsistent.
Yeah.
But episode 4 was about a showdown between Falcone and Maroni over Gotham.
It had to rhyme.
Not Gotham, Arkham.
It had to rhyme for some reason.
Yeah, I know. But that's always been like that. I like Maroni. I'm going to say one positive thing. I quite like the actor. I think he's quite good.
He's more slobbish.
Yeah.
And sort of more... I guess he's the more traditional gangster.
Yeah. But I think he does it well. Like, he's quite...
Yeah, no, I don't dislike
him. He's got, like, a brute force to him. He's like, more, like, intimidating.
He's more the stereotypical greasy Italian.
Yeah,
you do what you're told and you eat food like a mother makes.
Oh, so they're doing this too much.
Yeah, I know. It's just like my mom and me.
Every time they're talking, they're eating.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's an easy go-to, isn't it? It's like, want to make someone look like a douche? Yeah, just have a scene with them eating while they're talking.
But surely in the script, it looks weird. Like, it's like, oh, he's eating this scene. But wasn't Fish Mooney eating in the last scene? It's like, yeah. Why are they eating? What else could they be doing?
At least in the beginning of episode
it's 5, it's lunchtime.
We see Gordon and Bullock eating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's the crazy screenwriter. It's like, it's about lunch right now.
Yeah.
We're like 10 minutes in.
He's just got food on the brain the whole time, the writer.
He's probably eating when he's writing.
No, he's probably like, if I put like loads of different foods in the series, they'll have to make the food for the series.
Nice.
I'll come along as the head writer and eat all the food.
That's why all his scripts are made of crisps. No, they're like full of crumbs and stains and shit. He's just like, thanks, Carl, or whatever his name is. Carl. I don't know. Carl sounds like a writer's name.
Oh, dude.
But yeah, so what else happens? Oh, yeah, there's like a hitman. Is that the episode where there's a guy with like a weird little cane that just stabs people in the head?
Yeah.
Which is weird because he could just have a knife in his hand. He doesn't need to push a button.
There's no like specific purpose of the stabby thing.
It's a bit silly again.
And also, they never quite explain why. They might be setting up something else, but why this guy, this assassin, is actually hired by... Well, no, the hint is that he's hired by someone else entirely.
Yeah. Because he's going after both camps.
But it's not... They don't really...
No, because it wasn't the thing that... it's like high-placed politicians or something that are getting killed.
Yeah.
And then that scares the mayor.
Yeah.
Who basically does...
Yeah, but who hires the assassin? That's what I want to know.
I'm sure they revealed it.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It might have been Maroni, because Maroni wins.
Yeah, but
end.
Maroni kills one of his own guys, or tries to.
Yeah, but maybe that was part of the plan. I don't know. Regardless, it goes Maroni's way at the end, because... he gets Arkham or something?
He gets the waste disposal site. That's what he gets.
I know,
he gets the waste disposal site.
That's
what
exciting.
What the fuck is so great about that? They're like, I can dump shit here. What the fuck?
It's a small victory. It's a victory nonetheless. I don't know if it should have been the whole episode
The whole episode is kind of there to set up that Wayne Enterprises is corrupt.
Yes, yeah. But that's more prominent in next episode, I think.
Yeah. That's the whole reason for the episode.
Sure.
You know.
Meanwhile, what does...
So that we can involve the young Batman.
Yes.
For fuck's sake.
But that could be a good opportunity if you're going to go into the corrupt Wayne Enterprises thing to introduce the Black Mask.
Okay.
Because originally he's meant to be working at Wayne's.
Yeah.
And then he gets fired.
Yeah, but...
And kind of goes crazy.
But the Riddler was meant to be working at Wayne Enterprises.
Well...
Instead he's... In forensic.
Remember that guy who was... there was a guy in Dark Knight who I totally thought was the Riddler.
Yeah.
You know the guy that's intimidated by the Joker? Where like it's like, you have to kill this guy or I'll blow up this school.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
And this guy was called something like Mr. Reese. And it sounds like Mystery.
Yeah.
I totally thought that was the Riddler.
Oh.
Maybe it was, but yeah. It would have been cool. But yeah, he was working.
Well, that's never
going to
happen. Not with a new director.
Definitely not. Did you read that? Apparently they had like totally other plans for Dark Knight Rises if Heath Ledger hadn't died.
Really?
Yeah, apparently it was meant to have like a courtroom scene with like the Riddler. The Joker.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Because he gets arrested at the end of the Dark Knight. Yeah. So he would have started with the... Joker, and then the whole film would have been about Two-Face.
Yeah.
And probably another character. But it was meant to be like Two-Face's movie. That's why in Dark Knight, they kind of have both stories there, like the Joker and Two-Face. Yeah. And Two-Face kind of rushed near the end, but still great. But
well, they just get rid of Two-Face. They don't like...
Yeah, no, they just
revisit or, you know, he's just apparently somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
the same with Joker. It's like, he's just somewhere off screen.
Oh, no, he's... Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They could have easily brought Two-Face back, as in, like, he was in a coma or something.
Yeah, I know what
but
you mean.
But if it wasn't for Aaron Eckhart, who was like, he's totally dead. Like, they told me the character's dead. He had to confirm. But anyway, going off track. Fish Mooney.
Yes.
In episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
A New Hope. Sorry, no, that's Star Wars. She starts off a plan.
Oh,
that is so shitty.
Oh, just, what the fuck?
From the very get-go, Most of what Fishmooney
does... I still don't see the value. I don't see the value of her character.
I don't either.
Okay?
And honestly, she's really bad.
I know. That's kind of frustrating about it as well.
She's been good in other things, but...
Kirsten Scott Thomas. What's she doing at the moment?
Just cut that character out. It feels like... arbitrary to other
it feels like too much. We have the rivalry. Yeah. The rivalry is between Falcone and between Maroni.
But now,
why do we need the internal conflict at the same time? You're going to get me onto the bloody fake Russian guy now, and that's going to frustrate the hell out of me.
Russian guy?
Yeah, I think it's episode 5 where they introduce this fake Russian guy who's like... You know, another like piece of the puzzle.
Wasn't he Italian? I thought he was Italian.
No, he's like, in my country, we have these and that. And I'm like, yeah, well, you're meant to be Russian or Eastern Bloc or indiscriminate, you know, shit from another land crap. And it's like, because she makes the whole like, oh, in this country we have running water and all that kind of crap. And like, okay, shit on the Russians.
Yeah. It's not very clear.
And then at the end, they're shagging.
Yes.
It's just like, great, thanks. All right. It's like, why do we need so many layers?
Yeah.
Like, so many layers that never, like, mean anything.
It's because they want us to be like, oh, that Fishmooney is up to something.
We know.
We know. We've known that for a while.
She's training this stupid broad.
Oh, my God. All this audition bit is really embarrassing for all involved.
So that's episode 4.
Yeah.
Where she auditions... 2 women.
Yeah, it's just like, seduce me. And then there's that gratuitous girl on girl, you know. Oh, man.
Oh,
it's embarrassing.
I feel bad
for the actors who are just like having to act out this shit.
Yeah.
Because it's really stupid.
Yeah.
Other than that...
Seduce me, because what I'm going to make you do is seduce a man.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm clearly a man. And it's just, why? and it feels more like it was put in, and I hate to be cynical about this, because I don't like bringing this kind of stuff up.
Yeah.
But it does feel like it was brought in simply to have some girl-on-girl action.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate that where it's obviously forced. You know,
it's what other reason is there?
That's the thing. If I could think of another reason, then I'd point to that.
Because she's not
setting up anything.
No.
You know?
It's not interesting for the plot.
No.
It doesn't add anything to, like, this plan, really.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Yeah.
So it's literally for ratings. But it's like, why don't you make the show good?
And like,
people will watch it. That's my point. So that's episode 4. I mean, there's really not much happens in that. Oh, yeah.
Penguin turns up at the door at the beginning, doesn't he?
Yeah, at the beginning. Yeah,
he becomes manager, doesn't he? Because he sets up the restaurant.
Yeah, he has something to do with the restaurant. Where
I guess that's the only thing that does happen, because he becomes manager.
That restaurant.
Yeah, it gives him more power. And he betrays the guys who he kind of helped rob the place.
Yeah, yeah. He set all this robbery up.
Yeah.
Just so he could get closer to Maroni.
Yes, essentially.
So it's all very political.
Are we going to talk about episode 5?
Let's get to episode 5.
Yeah. So episode 5 has one of your most hated features.
Does it?
Yeah. A fucking cop montage.
Oh. Forgot about that.
It has another fucking cop montage.
Why did they do
that? Where they go and interview loads of people on the street.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
I forgot
it's
about
hilarious.
That.
It's hilarious. It's just so bad as well.
It's true. I remember that now. Wow. Yeah, so there's that. There's
really
but then it gets pretty funny, as this show often does by mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
Where this crazy old man, they go to this crazy old man. And it just gets cartoonish as fuck. It's just like, okay, let's let's talk about
too much thinking about that scene.
Let's talk about this drug.
They did that in Star Trek.
Did they?
They did it in Star Trek with an old guy, an admiral, right? I can't remember exactly which episode it is. Basically, oh god, the Federation has been infiltrated by aliens. These little parasitic aliens.
Right, that make you super strong or whatever.
Yeah. And they have a little tail at the back of the neck, and that's how you know you've been infected. And basically this admiral's on the Enterprise and he has a fight with Will Riker.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like... And it's so shit because it's obvious that like you have all the kind of close ups are him, but then all the shots from behind where he's doing high kicks and punches, it's obviously a stunt man.
I love that. It's like those Leslie Nielsen movies where it's like it just cuts to like someone's big muscles and it comes back to him. I love that shit.
So anyway, sorry.
But yeah, let's start from the top. Viper is a drug that's introduced by a guy who just gives people drugs.
Yeah, you
just hands them out.
That's right.
You just open the little...
I didn't know that worked, by the way. You could just give people shit and they'll take it.
Yeah, it's a new thing. And people get... they really get amped up and like really strong, which I was like, bullshit, there's no superpowers in this thing. But then they introduced the idea that it's meant to be like a precursor to Venom.
Yes.
Which Bane uses later. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But then they die in really random ways. Where like they get all white and then...
It's another really funny moment as well. Because when the
It's when the guy carries
it. The first guy who dies from this...
I laughed my ass off.
Jesus, crying tears. Like
it was like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Yeah, I know. He's holding up the ATM that he stole.
Yeah,
and he's about to throw it at Gordon and Bullock, and he kind of just collapses. But it's so shit, like CGI. Like the CGI really bad.
It is really bad.
And he kind of contorts. And then just collapses, and it's the fucking Wizard of Oz, like at the end.
Oh wait, melts. Because
he's crushed, and all you see is his feet.
Like the house landed on his feet. Oh my god, that's true. I didn't even think of that. The Wizard of Oz.
They should have gave him stripy socks. They should have just like a homage.
Oh man, this would have gained an extra star if they were there. It's like, so what are you referencing now? It's like, I don't think you know what Batman is.
Yeah.
Oh man, so, but it reaches its peak of hilarity when that old man
he
turns out
it.
To be evil and had something to do with the Viper serum.
Yeah.
And he takes it. And I was like, no, you're not going to go there. And they totally do. Or like he has this fight with Bullock, kicks his ass.
Oh, dear.
And he's got this thing, you know, where this walking
stick. Yeah, Zimmer frame.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called a Zimmer frame. Yeah, and he rips it apart.
He's like, ah.
To get like a piece of it so he can beat someone down with
it. The dumbest thing.
Oh, dear.
But now this show tends to do that. Like every couple of episodes, it like reaches a peak or...
Utter ridiculousness.
And
so, for a second...
It gets funny.
I thought Robert Carlyle was in this episode.
Really?
Yeah. The guy who makes Viper.
Yeah.
Or calls himself Viper as well. Which, by the way, Viper is just made up. Like, there's no villain in the Batman universe called Viper.
There's a villain called... Viper in X-Men, no? Like in
Wolverine. Maybe.
I think she was called Viper or Venom or something.
Venom in Spider-Man. But anyway.
Right, yes.
Anyway. He looks like Robert Carlyle. Like a younger Robert Carlyle. Trust me.
Yeah, but he sounds really more like Tom Green.
Oh, yeah. No,
he's got like this high-pitched voice. He's like, I wanted to rule the world. I don't know. He seemed like a weird like Monty Python character, this guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't like...
He seemed quite dumb. Yeah. Like, this is the thing. Like, everything he did was kind of a bit dumb.
Like the plan... Because if the plan was to release this gas...
Yeah.
And kill those rich people. Why didn't he do that straight away?
But the whole point was to expose the company that he used to work for.
Yeah.
That's owned by Wayne Enterprises.
Yeah.
That are making military drugs. And it's like, dude, you don't need to go to all this trouble to expose it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Or just like, why did you kill that guy who was playing guitar in the street?
I know.
What did that have to
do
with it?
Was that a test? I mean, come on.
But it's a failed drug. Like, you don't need to test it out on people. Oh, man.
So, like, he tries to pump it into where All the
Bruce Wayne and
Bruce Wayne and the other Wayne Enterprise employees gives them way too much warning.
Yeah.
By the way, so that they can all run away safely.
Yeah.
No one gets hurt in that situation.
No one.
There's
no real danger.
And then Gordon, for some reason, loses his brain as well. And he goes up and he's like, here's a guy who's completely unarmed right in front of me, pumping gas into a room.
Yeah.
I need to stop pumping that gas. So here's what I'll do. I'll shoot the motherfucking canister, which pumps all of it into Viper's face. So now you have no fucking evidence because he's going to die.
Yeah.
Right? So you're like, well, you've just caused his death. Why didn't you just shoot him in the leg, first of all? If you really thought he was a threat, shoot him in the leg, which you did earlier, by the way, to the other guy, to the old guy.
Yeah.
Shoot him in the leg. He goes down on the ground. You go up and you pull the fucking handle so that it stops pumping the fucking Viper into the room.
It's not as dramatic.
No. Instead, we've got to have the guy jump off the bridge, which is just, it's just a way of ending a plot device.
Yeah.
That's all it was. It was a way that the writer thought, shit, if we have
wiping the stains of beef off his face, like, oh, shit.
No, but he was like, I can't have him in the next episode. I can't have him in any more episode.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is we'll have him die. And that's it. It's just like, it's the lazy way of writing someone out when you don't want to deal with the consequences of what they represent or what they could say afterwards or who they could implicate.
They've already done 1,000 times the thing where Bullock saves him by shooting a guy and Gordon saves Bullock by shooting a guy. They've done this like 1,000 times already. So they can't do it again. But
they do.
They do, in another way. Oh man.
No, they do. I mean, they literally you're like, fucking
they do. They still have to do everything because they got these two fucking characters. But I think this episode didn't have those annoying cops from the, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Whatever.
And we didn't really have any Barbara either, which I was happy.
Yes,
about. It was a more.
She was in episode 4 though. Which
yeah, I know.
You had this whole conversation about. It's like
I used to be a lesbian,
and then Gordon's like,
oh
okay, no, what? But like he was clearly pissed off because she was seeing this girl. The other girl, like, behind his back.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything. And she's like, is it because it's a woman?
Yeah.
It's like, what? No.
Well, I guess partly because he's like, now I question your sexuality. I mean,
he's just like,
there's a little bit of that going on.
Would have been nice to know.
Yeah. Do I have to worry about anything? No, I'm joking. Oh, dear.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, I'm hoping they're going to just stop this plot line because it's again it's just like why was that in there at all.
Oh, I don't know. I think they keep having to have layer upon layer of treachery, like is the thing, and I think they're trying to kind of set up Barbara.
Maybe so it was meant to be a twist, but it wasn't a twist.
Yeah, really. I think they're kind of setting it up so Barbara will sell out Gordon eventually and that's how they'll break.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's why they won't be together forever kind of stuff.
and ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, it was a little bit more focused. But again, I think Fish Mooney is just not very good. They introduced this Russian guy who's another underling of Falcone.
Yeah.
And then, to top it all off.
Oh,
the ending.
The ending, yeah. Episode 5.
All right. So you have this girl who's being taught by Fish Mooney to be seductive.
Oh, by the way, we didn't even mention the cat fight. Idea of fucking...
Oh, end of 4.
Episode 4.
Well, I kind of did. It's just like, that's what it was all leading up to. The whole thing was leading up
But that's what I mean. Like, it just... Every episode now, it just builds up to something stupid.
Yes.
That's funny.
And that's what that was building up
to. Yeah,
and this one was building up to a very young-looking woman, okay? I have to say, young.
You're very young, yeah.
Right? Hunger Games young, right?
Terrible actress, again.
And she's there to seduce Falcone.
Yeah. Who is 75 years old.
Yeah.
No, not really, but...
But...
Still.
And apparently, it's as easy as humming an aria.
Falcone, who was like... In the park feeding pigeons. I don't know. What the fuck?
Why?
What
he's
was
a fucking mob boss.
I know.
And he's just in the park because he enjoys like free time.
It's like a really intense time. Like Maroney's like, you know, kicking his ass.
Yeah.
Fish Mooney's like doing dodgy shit.
Gotta feed those pigeons.
Gotta feed those pigeons. Gotta go to the park and feed those pigeons.
And be blown away.
I'm Falcone, but I'm old, goddammit. I gotta do old people things. Oh, man. And she seduces him. They have... Oh, my God. She what? Puts her earphones in his ear. And they're like teenagers. They're listening to fucking music together.
On a Walkman.
On a Walkman.
On a fucking Walkman.
And isn't it like a ridiculous, like, old ass
When's
Italian
the
song?
Last time?
Isn't it like, when the moon hits your eye? Is it like some stupid shit? Like,
when's the last time you used a Walkman?
It was actually not that long ago.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that
I long. Pity you.
Hey, it's I had a tape that I really wanted to listen to, and it doesn't exist as a CD.
I think the last time I used a Walkman, though tapes were in production a lot longer
cassettes,
after.
Cassettes, yeah.
Was probably 99.
No. Well, I was... Really?
99.
I was using a Walkman until way later than that.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Then I tried to switch to Discman, and then I realized
I'm absolutely sure I had a like a digital music player by 2001.
Yeah,
absolutely sure. I
okay, no, I tried to switch to a Discman, and I was like, oh, that's right, Discman suck.
I went to CD. I did go to CD. This is what by digital I mean. I had this CD player, and they didn't last very long.
What, the Discman?
No, not the Discman. I had a CD player which could play MP3 files that were on a CD.
Right.
So the storage was a CD, but it could play MP3 off that CD.
Right, okay.
So that, to me, was fucking revolutionary.
I guess it was.
But it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
By the way, this thing probably came out at the same time as the iPod.
Yeah, so it's like, nice.
It's not.
You made the right choice there.
I made the choice. I stuck with CD.
Yeah, you have your fucking... It's like me and VHS tapes. Like, even though DVDs were
out... Oh, God, it took you ages.
I know.
Freaking hell. VHS was gone before, like... Tape with like cassette tape.
I know for a fact that by like 2002 at least, I was still buying VHS tapes. Yeah, because I remember I bought Vanilla Sky and K-Pax and stuff. I still have those.
What's quite bizarre is you can still go to Indian music shops and they use cassette tapes for their music, but they don't have necessary. They use DVDs though. They don't necessarily use VHS.
Okay,
so. Yeah, anyway. I don't think cassette tapes are going to be like vinyl and come back in some way.
Well.
I don't think so.
Funny you should mention that.
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
They're releasing that fucking mix on cassette tape.
Yeah, of course they are.
They are. But
of course they are.
They stole my idea. I wanted to do that with fucking Big Rewind. I might still do it. Fuck them.
Yeah.
But now the problem is people will think I'm writing the coattails of this fucking...
Yeah.
But our podcast is better than that soundtrack. Ooh,
burn.
It is, though.
It's completely different.
I know. I'd rather
it's
listen
music
to the...
versus, you know, spoken
yeah,
word.
I'd rather listen to the fucking Batman Returns score.
Oh, I would, yeah. Oh, any Danny Elfman stuff.
There you go.
I
That's
love
what
Danny
I'm talking
Elfman.
About. Well, we've talked about Gotham enough
yes.
for now. Let's go to the Batpools.
To the Batpulse!
No, no, no.
Hey!
I'm getting more and more apathetic.
You're like, man,
no, no. I'm just like, ba da ba!
It's like, sigh. Do you know what film I rewatched? Rewatched.
What? Because you've watched it 5 times?
More than that.
Yeah. Total Recall.
No, it has to be Batman, really.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Come on.
Well, Total Recall is kind of Batman related.
Like Arnie,
it stars Arnie.
Well, we haven't done the connection. Well, we'll do it later.
You watched 60s Batman?
No.
You watched Batman?
No.
Oh. You watched Batman Returns?
No, no.
Am I just going to come on? I'm not going to go for all the. Film.
It was Batman Forever.
There you go.
And I liked it. It was silly.
Why not? I love Batman Forever.
That film, I've seen it so many times, it feels like it's like 15 minutes long. Like, no. It's like really every scene I'm just like, I know what's going to happen. Yeah. I don't even know why I watched it again. It is fun.
I love the soundtrack to that film, actually.
Yeah. Oh, the soundtrack, the actual, yeah. Isn't it U2 at the end? There's like a...
Yeah, they do. Yeah, U2 have
it. It's like an actually good U2
Back
song.
When U2 was a bit more popular.
Yeah, I know. Hey, people are just whiny assholes, honestly. That album's pretty decent. I don't know. It's, I have to delete it. It's just like, just delete it.
People don't like being forced.
I know. I mean, it was definitely like a bit of a cocky move.
Yeah.
To just assume everyone would like it.
Yeah.
But then again, you can just delete it. And it was pretty good. But yeah, so Batman Forever was good. But there's some Batman Forever news.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey was what's his name? Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And he talked about, because Howard Stern said, like, apparently you didn't get along with, like, Tommy Lee Jones at all. And Jim Carrey said that, like, he walked in a restaurant, like, when they were just about to shoot the film, and Tommy Lee Jones was like, he went up to Tommy Lee Jones to say hi. And then he, like, stood up and, like, he hugged him and he said, like, I hate you.
Really
don't like you. And Jim Carrey was like, why? What's going on? And he was like, I cannot sanction your buffoonery. Which is awesome.
That's horrible, though.
I know it is horrible. But I love the idea that Tommy Lee Jones was actually quite two-faced in that film. Just like having fun.
Come on, look how fucking comical his character was.
I know.
That's... What the fuck?
I mean, maybe that was early on, and then later on he got in the spirit of things. He must have, because he's even goofier than Jim Carrey. Well, maybe not.
Tommy Lee Jones has some goofy bloody roles. Come on.
Rarely goofier than this, though.
Yeah. I guess.
I can't remember another role where he was this crazy.
Not that crazy. But
he's either like grunting or laughing or moaning in this film.
In the Captain America films, he's a bit
goofy. He's
a bit over the top, I guess.
It's mostly quips and him being an army guy, which he does.
Men in Black, for fuck's sake.
But he's the straight guy.
Yeah, but he's still, you know, a bit
he doesn't
weird.
Make jokes, except there's one bit where he becomes a postman. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, he loses his memory.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. They make him, like, really dopey.
Yeah, well, come on. Anyway.
He's like, oh, every postman is dopey. No, maybe not.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant, like, he's played dopey roles.
Yeah, sure. But, no, I mean, never as crazy as Batman Forever. Yeah. But, yeah, it's weird because, I mean, Jim Carrey was quite nice about it, where, like, he said he still, like, really likes him as an actor and stuff. Mm. But it was a shame that he didn't like his humor at all. Yeah.
Well, but, we love his humor.
We do.
And his recent humor.
Yeah. And, you know, I still like Tommy Lee Jones in more serious roles, I guess.
Yeah.
Or Captain America. It was good.
Everyone has to watch the Saturday Night Live sketch that Jim Carrey did recently.
The McConaughey.
Taking the piss out of McConaughey.
The Lincoln one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone's probably seen it by now. But speaking of Batman Forever, Joel Schumacher.
Yes.
Director of Batman Forever.
Yes.
And Batman. And Robin.
Yes.
So I'm Shatnering that shit a little.
Yes.
He's writing a Batman comic, possibly.
Okay.
And it'll be like his original vision of what was meant to be like a trilogy.
Yes.
It was meant to be Batman Forever, Batman Robin, and then wait for it, Batman Triumphant.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were gonna say Batman and Batgirl or something like that.
No. She's in the first. She's in the second film.
No, I know, but it's, well, Robin's in Batman Forever. So, like, come
on. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's like,
well, Batman Forever was a silly title anyway.
Yeah, I know.
What does that mean? But yeah, Batman Triumphant, which sounds like a Bill and Ted's adaptation of Batman. So apparently, it would have involved Scarecrow. It would have been a bit darker. It would have brought back. It would have had like. A story involving the Joker, so it would have linked to the first Batman movie somehow. And it sounds a bit stupid.
It does.
It would have had Harley Quinn as the Joker's daughter,
That's stupid.
I know.
That is stupid.
Who wants
Come
to get
on.
Revenge for the death of the Joker in the first movie?
He doesn't. She doesn't have to be the daughter. She can just be the nurse, which is what she is.
When the fuck did Jack Nicholson in like the first movie like have a child?
Yeah, there's that.
And Harley Quinn is not the Joker. Like that would have pissed off so many fans.
They're weird lovers.
Yeah,
like, it's difficult to necessarily call them lovers, but they are.
It's an abusive relationship.
Yeah,
but yeah, that sounded. That sounds pretty dumb, but as a comic, it might work.
Mm.
I'm just glad Batman Triumph is not a film. But yeah, I mean, that's all I got in terms of news. Oh, no, there was some rumors going around about... Bleep? Superman v. Batman.
Yes.
You know that film that's happening one day?
Yes.
That's completely overshadowed by Marvel's lineup of films.
Yeah, now it is, yeah.
Well, basically, there's rumors going around that there's going to be a girl Robin in it. Like in Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns. Remember this girl Robin, like, big glasses?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was kind of lame, but it was Frank Miller, so he made it work.
Well, he made it look cool.
He made it look kind of cool, yeah. But stop bleeping!
I can't help it. Everything wants to bleep at me. Sorry.
I don't know. Girl Robin, what do you think?
No.
Oh my god. you're just like I hate girls.
No, I'm for Batman being a lone character.
Right. Okay.
I'm for that.
You're not for any Robin.
No, I'm not for any Robin. I'm not for any Batgirl. I'm not really for any of that. I prefer when he's a lonely character. Like, Alfred is good to have because he's there in a limited way.
Well, you gotta have Alfred.
Yeah. He's there in a limited way, and he's also a device to always use to recall his parents' vision and parents' death.
Or in the Nolan films, mostly exposition.
Yes, mostly. Right.
Or like inspirational words. Yeah. I was in Burma, holding in my hand a ruby the size of a tambourine.
Tangerine.
I know.
Tambourine. A tambourine. God, that would be huge. Fucking hell, dude.
Well, I knew you thought I'd say tangerine, so I thought I'd change it up a little bit.
You could have said mandarin.
Don't bring up the Mandarin again. This is very
no, no.
Subject.
I mean, it, like
I know, it sounds.
Or
I don't Clementine.
Know. Yeah, Clementine.
Clementine, as you would say. But why was I talking about? Oh yeah, Alfred. Yeah, I like Alfred. Sorry.
What's
liked Robin in Batman Forever. Just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
Batman, whatever. It's what it should be called. Anyway. Do you want a riddle?
Yeah.
Oh, but first, before we get to the riddle...
Oh, what?
We have to connect something to Batman.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I want you to connect...
You make this so difficult for me.
I want you to connect Donnie Darko... No, that's too easy.
That's easy. Too Maggie easy. Gyllenhaal.
Forget it.
There you go, she's...
I'm just looking at your DVDs.
Oh, dude.
I want you to connect...
How could you not do that in a millisecond in your head?
I want you to connect... Bowling for Columbine.
Fuck!
To
that's
Batman.
Not a film! That's a documentary!
It's a film!
God damn it! Like, Charlton Heston's in that.
There you go.
No.
That was the link.
I know, but, like, I don't know many Charlton Heston films. Charlton Heston.
We even used Charlton Heston once.
I know, but I don't...
Just saying.
It would be great if he was in Gran Torino or something, but he's not in that film.
What?
Charlton, you're making me go back to like Butch and the Sundance Kid or something.
What? He wasn't even in it.
No, he wasn't. No, again, I'm thinking of fucking
Robert Redford.
I'm thinking of Robert Redford.
And Paul Newman.
And I could have done Robert Redford, actually. Because Robert Redford was in the recent
Winter Soldier.
Captain America and Samuel Jackson.
And like a thousand other movies.
I know, but we've done that route before.
So. Well, Charlton Heston was in a film called Gideon.
Never seen it.
With Christopher Lambert, which was basically a low-budget Forrest Gump in an old an old people's home. Terrible film. But Christopher Lambert's in it, so you might be able to use him.
Really?
Go on.
No, you do this one.
No.
I'll pick myself one.
I have to try my impression of Christopher Lambert. Oh. Go on.
What the fuck else is he in?
Link me to Batman.
No, come on. What else is Christopher Lambert in?
Listen to my Christopher Lambert. I don't know. I am the Islander.
You've posed this, and you're like, I can't even, you can't even do it yourself.
Of course I can. Of course I can.
I guess I could go to Sean Connery.
How?
Well, you just said.
Highlander, yeah.
Highlander.
Go on, then. Show me what you got, Junior.
I can't go to The Rock again, can I? I can't go to Rock. With Cage, I couldn't do that. What other Sean Connery film could I do that's not Bond? Because I think we've done Bond already.
Still waiting to be impressed.
Fuck, what is Connery in that?
He's in more films than
I know,
I've
but
taken...
it's hard to do it on the spot.
He's in more films than I've taken.
And I'm not looking at my films.
Jamie.
What?
Sean Connery's in more films than I've taken a piss, which is many times.
Yeah.
Throughout my life.
Yes. Of taking
what?
The piss to
of Bond. Taking like a piss, like to pee. Actually urinate.
Oh, okay.
You're a bit slow today. All right, Sean Connery, come on.
What?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're like, I don't know who he is.
No, I know fucking
Sean Connery.
But in my head he's done like four films and I can't remember them all.
What?
And they're all Bond.
Oh my god. I'm disgusted by you right now.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on.
No, I give up.
Why are you giving up?
Because I can't be bothered.
Well, don't link it to him then. Christopher Lambert. He's done other things.
I know, but I don't know his career that well.
He was in Southland Tales.
Not seen.
Which had Buffy, wasn't it?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, she was in it.
Who the only other thing I know about her is Cruel Intentions.
All right, who else? Well, that had...
Katie Holmes.
Did it? No.
Is it Katie Holmes?
In Cruel Intentions? No, it had Summer Blair.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. It's just a girl.
Is Reese Witherspoon in that? I think she is as well, no?
Oh, great. I've got to use Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah,
most hated actress ever. Like, I only know she's in Legally Blonde. Who the fuck is in that film?
Luke Wilson.
Who the fuck is Luke Wilson?
He's Owen Wilson's brother.
What? Really?
Oh my god. Well, don't go to Luke Wilson. That's like a dead end.
A dead career.
God. No. Well. All right. Go back.
All right.
Forget Reese Witherspoon. Christopher
Lambert again.
Southland Tales. There's lots of actors in that movie. We've done Sean Williams.
I've seen it. So how am I supposed to do that?
I'm helping you. The Rock is in that film.
What, Dwayne Johnson?
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson is in Southland Tales.
Yes, he is.
Okay. I can go Dwayne Johnson, then Pain and Gain.
Okay.
Which would bring me to Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg was in Planet of the Apes.
There you go.
Where's Tim Burton? There you go.
Which also starred Charlton Heston, which is a big loop.
Fuck!
Back. A big loop
fuck,
back.
Fuck! I forgot about that.
Sorry. Back to bowling.
Oh, damn
for
it. I could have done it in one fucking
I know.
Step.
Can't believe we started from like bowling for Columbine. Such a weird one to start.
Damn it. I know that as well. As soon as of course he's in that film because it's an homage to him being in the fucking original Planet of the Apes.
There you go. On that note, now I've made you nice and angry. Let's go to the riddle.
No, it's my turn. You've got to do one.
After the riddle.
Alright.
Okay, you can challenge me after the riddle.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Riddle me this, Jamie.
Yes.
What has yellow skin and rights?
What has yellow skin and rights?
Yeah. And it's not something racist.
What has yellow skin and rights?
Yes.
And rights is spelt with a W?
Yes.
Oh.
It's a riddle from the show. I didn't make it up.
Okay. Really?
But it was the 60s, so if they asked that question, yeah. I would be like, oh, fuck, it's going to be racist as shit.
I'm going to not make it racist.
Good. Please don't. We don't stand for that here on Gothamized.
A Chinese...
You son of a bitch. That's it.
What's yellow and right? Someone with jaundice.
I guess that's true. That's not the answer.
A balloon. Yellow balloon.
What? Okay.
That is attached to...
A person?
A pen. All right. A taxi.
What? How does it write?
It with skid marks.
Shut up. You're a fool, and I'll tell you why.
I don't know, someone in a yellow Mac.
April O'Neil. does not have yellow skin.
I'm trying to think of
whatever you're gonna say is wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Should I tell you?
Go on then.
It's clearly. I mean, the only answer anyone should give. A ballpoint banana. There you go. It's a banana with, there's like a refill in it, like a ballpoint.
How's that better than the balloon with a pen?
Because a ballpoint banana, you can actually write with it.
I can write with a pen that's attached to a balloon.
But the pen doesn't have yellow skin. It's attached to something that... Sake. See, it's very specific. You just need to use your brain a little bit. Think beyond yourself.
It'd be better if it was something you could slip on, but you could also write with. That'd be better. Banana ballpoint.
What do you mean, slip on a banana?
Yeah, it's an old
That's
classic.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Oh, okay, you slip over.
Slip.
Yeah.
As in...
Banana skin, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the banana.
Yeah.
There's rarely a banana when you slip on a banana peel.
I've never done it myself.
I think I have once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I was like, great, my life's a cartoon.
Yeah.
That was pretty stupid.
All right, my connection.
All right, go on. Let's end on this.
Because I have not... I want you to connect. Now... Wait. No, I was going to say now you see me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that one. I want you to connect Trading Places, the film.
Okay, we've already done Dan Aykroyd, so I can't use Dan Aykroyd.
You can't use Dan Aykroyd, but you've got a whole other avenue you can use.
I've got Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, of course.
I've got Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Who's in this film. A lot of Jamie Lee Curtis is in this film. wait, she was in Halloween. That's not helpful. Or is it? No. That's actually difficult. Lindsay Lohan is not the best direction to go.
It is a direction you could go, because I know another film that Lindsay's in.
What, Machete?
Yeah. And God, look who's in Machete.
I guess there's loads of actors in there.
There's loads of big actors in Machete.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Fuck it, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Curtis was in... Oh, what was that film called? It was about Trading Places as well.
Oh, right.
But what was it called again? You know the one I mean.
Nope.
It's like... they go to some Chinese restaurant. And it's really racist for a little while. And it's like a mother and daughter, and they switch places because there's like some Chinese curse.
Oh, I don't know. I've never saw that. I saw the trailer, I guess, for that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of it.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Probably called Mothers and Daughters or something.
No. It's something like... it's not Vice Versa. That's another film that was like a body switch. Yeah. That was a good movie, actually.
There's been quite a few, haven't there?
Yeah. Damn it. Find this out. I can still use it if I don't know the title.
Yeah.
What was it called? Like The Parent Trap? No, that's not it.
No, that's
another film. It's a similar. No, it's not. Lindsay Lohan. We're cheating a little bit. Freaky Friday, that's it.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday. All right. Lindsay Lohan, who was in Machete, which starred
Danny Trejo, Robert De Niro,
Steven Seagal.
The priest. What was the priest's name?
Chish Marin.
Yes, Chish Marin.
Chish Marin.
Yeah.
Who was in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
With George Clooney.
Yeah.
Who is Batman. Well done.
You went the way I wanted you to go.
There you go. Thank you. You did help me. But yeah. Oh, I could have gone to Herbie Fully Loaded because Michael fucking Keaton is in that. I forgot about that. He's like her father or something.
Oh, dude.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Well done.
Is Herbie Fully Loaded?
No.
You're like, well, I don't know.
Because the thing
is... Does it run out of gas?
No. You got to understand that Fully Loaded doesn't mean the same thing in Europe as really? It does in America. I think in America, and I'm speculating here, Fully Loaded means drunk.
Right.
But it can also mean filled with things.
Yeah, what does it mean here?
I think both.
What you just said, it's different. And you said they're both the same.
They're not both the same.
You said it can mean both things in America, and then
it
can
means
mean
probably
both things
one.
Here.
No, it means one thing here and two things in America.
What does it mean here?
Just filled with things.
Oh, okay.
Right. It doesn't mean drunk. We have loads of other things.
Pissed.
Yeah.
Trolleyed. Off your face.
Yeah. Oh, I love them. Tipsy. Oh, I'm a bit tipsy.
Not tipsy. Isn't there another one?
Oh, that's how camp.
Trolleyed is pretty good.
Oh, I like trolleyed. Shit-faced. You drunk. Can kind of use any word.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, use a tool. Any kind of tool. Like a...
Wrenched.
Wrenched, there yeah. you go. Fucking screwdrivered. If you drink screwdrivers,
yeah.
It's a cocktail. Makes sense. Anyway, what the fuck? Anyway, let's go.
I'm hammered. Why didn't you say hammered?
I did say hammered.
Did you? Oh, yeah. I was gonna say.
You fool! What do you think I said? Anyway, we'll be back next time.
Oh dear.
With an episode, a new episode that we'll talk about episode 6. Which I've already seen.
I'm gonna watch straight after.
And I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
You can't stop the goat. You have to feel the spirit of the goat. Are you feeling the spirit of the goat?
Right no.
Now? Well, you need to feel the spirit of the goat. To enjoy the
why are goats in at the moment? They're like, I don't know why, but they're kind of weirdly.
You can never stop the goat. It'll always come back.
All right.
On that note, you've been Gothamized.